Hello, you beautiful soul, and happy whatever day it is when you're listening to this. It is the day after Easter as I'm recording this, Monday, and I wanted to share just a couple mindset shifts I've had within the past year that have been really transformational for my health journey. And I'd love to be able to share that with you in a place like this. I did put up a post about it on my social media, but I think it's really great to have podcasts because you can go back and listen to this. You can save this episode. You can download it because anytime you might be coming on this feeling, you can come back and listen to this and just remember what's being said, and hopefully it will help you like it's helped me. So in the past, I really used to be challenged by my thoughts on holidays, on celebrations. It got to a point when I was doing different diets and programs and things like that, where I would actually cancel my plans because I knew that if I would attend a birthday party of a family member or, you know, go out to dinner, I'd want to have drinks or I'd want to have dessert. And so instead of going and enjoying my meal or enjoying the foods that were at the party, I would just straight up cancel them altogether. And while I understand there are times and places for everything, right? Like if you really are trying to, you know, achieve a certain goal by a certain date, or you're doing, you know, something like a 75 hard program, I understand how sometimes these sacrifices you can consider need to be made. However, when I look at my life as a whole, that is not the way I wanted to live. And so for me, it was really transitioning the thoughts that I was experiencing after I had that celebration, after we had gone out to the dinner or whatever it might be. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about this today because your thoughts truly matter. What is going on in your head, that little nasty voice that's constantly in there criticizing you, telling you you're not good enough? We all have that little voice. For some of us, it's loud and clear. For others of us, we may not even realize that we're experiencing this little nasty voice. It's just making us feel crappy. And so all of a sudden we start experiencing these wave of emotions or this feeling of just feeling really lousy or feeling bad about ourselves. And so anytime I kind of talk about this stuff, recognizing, starting to pay attention to that voice is a really big help, because when you can start recognizing those thoughts that are coming in, you can start telling yourself a different story. So again, I'm going to kind of preach on this. If you don't already hear that voice, I would start setting reminders throughout your day. Like, you know, maybe you know when you're getting home from work, things are a little, you know, high stress, or you're trying to get all of the things done. Like, set an alarm during that time period to just ask yourself, what thought is running through my head right now? When you're on your lunch break at work and, you know, you hear the neighborhood gossip or the workplace gossiper, you know, talking about things, what's going through your head at that point? When you're getting dressed in the morning, before you're fully dressed, like, what thoughts are you experiencing? Whenever you notice you're feeling bad, where are you? What are you doing? And then recognizing what thoughts you're feeling, that is a huge first step, because then you can really start to pay attention to that inner voice. So when I started to pay attention to that, I really could then pinpoint why my feelings were going the way they were. And what I noticed for myself personally is I would use words after, you know, a holiday or whatever, like, oh man, I just indulged in all of the things and ate all this bad food, or oh man, all this junk food, all this candy that I just couldn't stop myself from eating, right? I would use this language of like cheat meals, junk food, oh, this food that's just so terrible for you. And here's the thing, like, are those delicious Reese's eggs, are they probably not the best thing for you? Yes, that is correct. But is it every day that you're normally sitting down and eating a handful of them? Like, personally, in my house, I'm in charge of the Easter basket. And so I also know what kind of candy can go in there from the Easter Bunny. And so therefore, I made sure the Easter Bunny was aware that we didn't want Reese's peanut butter eggs in our house because I would eat them. And so the Easter Bunny brought one thing of chocolate for my daughter, which was Cadbury eggs, which is great. And the rest was all the Nerds candy and some of those Sour Patch Kids type things. Things that I know that I'm not going to eat. So shout out to the Easter Bunny for that, because that makes my life a little simpler. One less thing that's going to cause temptation. But another thing that's really important is to just be okay with the fact that that day is about celebrating. Sometimes it's about enjoying the foods that's tradition, right? At my stepmom's side, they always have this delicious apple sheet cake thing, and it's got this really yummy icing on it. It's just delicious. And had I been there, I would have been totally okay with eating that and enjoying that and not feeling guilty about it. We ended up going to breakfast at my in-laws' church, which was so much fun. And they had the craziest thing for breakfast. They had ice cream for the French toast and for the pancakes. And I was like, what? Ice cream for breakfast? Who does that? And then you know what? I still put a little scoop on my French toast because I was like, this with some berries just sounds incredible. And so we had a delicious breakfast with all of the pastries, the French toast, the biscuits and gravy. And then we were driving home a few hours later. And I was like, man, a burger and fries just sounds really dang good. And so we called the place to make sure it was open. There's this local place in Milwaukee. It's just some of the best jumbo burgers. And sure enough, they were open. So we stopped and had, you know, a late lunch, early dinner with burgers. Now, are these things that I'm normally eating throughout my day? Not really, no. But I said this was an untracked day. I was celebrating with my family. And when I use that different language, because it's not that big of a deal, because I know that today is a new day and I'm back on track or back to my normal eating schedule, like, I'm going to be straight honest with you. My stomach does not feel good, okay? When you eat things that are out of the norm, you're not going to feel great. And you know that in order to feel better, you have to eat better, right? And so I want to get back to feeling like the version of myself that I know exists because I've been there. And so I'm going to eat the things that I know fuel my body and make me just physically feel better. And so today's a new day and I'm going to get my movement in because I didn't get my movement in yesterday. I'm going to get my water in because I probably drank less water than I normally do. I'm going to not dwell on yesterday because what's done is done. Today is a new day. And it's all about the things that add up over time. It's not one day that is going to quote unquote ruin your progress. This is a day by day thing. And the more days you consistently put together that are days where you're staying on track and the days you're checking all the boxes, those all add up. One day out of, you know, every week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever it is that you're on, you know, you're not tracking or something like that isn't going to completely ruin your progress. So if you're giving yourself a hard time, just know that cycle never stops. Like, you have this feeling of guilt, you have this feeling of shame. And as the saying goes, as you think, so you feel. As you feel, so you do. As you do, so you have. So what that means is your thoughts are turning into feelings that you're experiencing. The feelings that you're experiencing are going to turn into the actions that you're either taking or you're not taking. And the actions that you take or you don't take are ultimately going to lead you to the life that you're going to have. And I don't know about you, but when I feel bad, I'm not taking the actions that provide a version of myself that I want, right? I'm usually moping. I'm not exercising. I'm not drinking my water. I'm not taking care of myself, right? So this is your opportunity. I know we've all been there where something gets us off track. There's bad food in the house, or what we consider bad food, right? I have all of this food in my house. We have leftovers from breakfast at church, and you still have an opportunity to make better choices. If you need to put it somewhere you're not seeing it, great. If you need to jazz it up so it's a healthier version and modify it, that's what I did this morning. I had some delicious breakfast casserole that was like, I don't know, it's like a lot of hash browns, which I'm all for, but I also know I need more protein to keep myself full. And so I added 2/3 of a cup of egg whites to it, and it still was like this delicious, just hash browny, cheesy ham casserole with some egg to it that now. So I know that you making these choices is going to make you feel better in the long run, which is what we want. So you've got this. If today or if yesterday wasn't your ideal day, that's great. Remember the moments you experienced with the people you love. Remember that all of this is day by day by day. Today is your day one. How are you going to choose to act on day one? I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.